From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter Wednesday defended U.S. naval presence in the South China Sea and said the inability of ASEAN defense ministers to reach a consensus on a joint statement reflected their concern about China's activity in the area. This is Secretary Carter.
I had no expectation that everyone would agree on the South China Sea or any other issue. That's the reason for this forum, is to discuss these issues. So I had no expectation there would be agreement there. With respect to the joint statement, that is something that ASEAN members discuss. Obviously, they weren't able to reach consensus. That reflects, I think, the level of concern that was reflected in the conversation about activities in the South China Sea.
Again, that is U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter. Russian President Vladimir Putin's office said Wednesday that he discussed the situation in Syria in a telephone call with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, and that both leaders were ready to continue political dialogue. Putin's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov is hosting talks Wednesday with UN envoy for Syria Stefan de Mistura. Those talks are focusing on a process of finding a political solution in Syria and step for starting a dialogue between rebels and President Bashar al-Assad's government. A plane has crashed in South Sudan shortly after taking off from the busy Juba airport, killing at least 25 people. Reports say the cargo plane crashed just 800 meters from the runway Wednesday, landing in a thick woodland along the shore of the Nile River. Initial reports say at least 25 people are among those who have died, including children. VOA News.